He also did away with the all-source intelligence system Sharp and Hooker had pioneered. From now on, Sharp would send him only the information he had gleaned from his agents and interrogations. Meade wanted no more analytical summaries drawn from Sharp's spying and reports from cavalrymen and signal officers. Meade took on the job of analyzing the intelligence himself. He believed he was more skilled at doing this than McClellan, which in fact he was. Tellingly, when Meade held another war council on July 12th to discuss among his generals whether they should quickly attack Lee's army as it stood on the Maryland shore of the Potomac, he did not invite Sharp to the meeting, as he had 10 days earlier at Gettysburg. Meade was now his own spymaster. For his generals, he would be the one to interpret the intelligence coming in, not Sharp. And Meade's interpretation of the intelligence now was clouded by the great caution gripping him as he pursued Lee after Gettysburg. He feared committing a tactical blunder that would result in extreme casualties and tarnish his triumph at Gettysburg. So he dithered instead of lunging boldly. Lincoln pressed his commander to deliver one more blow to crush Lee's army and likely end the rebellion. But Meade, on July 14th, let the battered Confederate force slip across the Potomac unmolested at Williamsport, Maryland, to the safety of Virginia. Lincoln was furious. He wrote the general a scathing letter, but decided not to send it. Meade, who quickly learned of the White House displeasure, offered to resign, but Lincoln decided he could not fire the man the press and public proclaimed the victor at Gettysburg. He also didn't have another general with whom he could replace Meade.